I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Hey, good morning.
You and your boyfriend Joel have been together for a minute. How long have you guys been together?
We just celebrated our second anniversary.
Congratulations, and now you're on War of the Roses.
Ew.
Ugh. So what seems to be the problem?
Well, we have a pretty healthy relationship. It's just recently I noticed that Joel's been DMing a lot, and normally, like, this wouldn't bother me. I don't get affected by things that much, but I noticed that when I look at his screen occasionally, he's in vanishing mode, and I just think that's really shady.
Okay, so for anybody who doesn't know, we're talking about Instagram, obviously, and direct messages have a feature called vanishing mode. You can tell when somebody is in vanishing mode, right? Because the screen gets dark.
Black.
It changes from white to black. And so it is very obvious.
I will say, like, I have scrolled up or down or whichever direction you do it, and the screen has gone into vanishing mode. It does seem very easy to just swipe out of it, though, right?
It does, yeah.
Okay.
So to stay in it, I feel like, is definitely an intentional thing. But Katie's going to offer your boyfriend Joel some roses to see who he sends them to. You'll be able to hear everything, but we won't be able to hear you, okay?
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Joel, please?
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, this is Adriana with, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long-stem roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Yeah, I mean, sure, why not? That's pretty cool.
Okay, great. It's really easy to get started. All I'm going to need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
I'd like to send them to Stephanie. It's the same address that's on my account.
Okay. And then, in that case, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Just put, I love you, Jay.
Okay.
Hey, Jay, or Joel in this case, as we're calling you. It's Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call. That wasn't a free offer. This is something we do called War of the Roses on 106.5 The End. And listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Stephanie. She wanted to see who you would send those roses to if given the opportunity to. And thank God you picked her. Right. Stephanie, you're back on.
Hey, Joel.
I said, I'm not sure what's going on exactly.
So, okay, Stephanie, explain why we're doing this.
Well, I've just been feeling really uneasy because you've been using vanish mode on Instagram every time you've been DMing people. And I'm just not sure whether it's the same person you're talking to or what's going on.
I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
Do you know what vanishing mode is on DM?
Sometimes my screen goes black when I'm talking to my cousin. Is that what she's talking about? Like, I can't seem to change that.
Talking to your cousin.
Stephanie, how often are you seeing this?
This is all the time. This has now been almost every day.
I think it's just like a setting probably that it's been set to, and I just haven't changed it.
You say it's a setting?
I don't think it's a setting, Joel.
Kevin, you are our Instagram expert. You usually don't take part in a War of the Roses, but can you have a default setting that sets all of your DMs to vanish mode?
No, because you have to go to each direct message and swipe up to have the vanish mode even activated.
I mean, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable because I use social media a lot and I'm super familiar with it. And it tells you that you're in vanish mode. It's so clear when you're sending messages. So, I mean, Joel, you are really smart. You're a smart guy. So this is not something that you would miss.
I feel like I'm on the spot here. I don't know how to explain what's happening. I mean, the screen just goes black sometimes.
And you don't do it.
You turned on
intentionally.
You don't.
Is it on? Is it? Does this happen with more than one person?
I've just seen it with one person.
Mostly just with your cousin.
How often are you talking to your cousin? And why aren't you just texting your cousin?
Well. I know. She just kind of prefers Instagram.
Hmm. That makes sense. It's the why would your cousin have you guys in vanish mode?
If he's legitimately not turning it on, or is he even telling the truth?
I think she said it's a she. The cousin's a she.
Oh, is okay. Stephanie, it sounds like you are believing him less than when we even started this.
I'm just really confused. Because this is like very out of Joel's character to be so clueless about what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's very intentional in every other part of his life. So I just don't know what to think right now.
All right. Well, I mean, people are texting into 73389 some of their theories. You guys at this point need to take it off our show and deal with this, because I think maybe, Stephanie, you got more questions than you got answers from this.
I think so. Yeah, we really need to talk about this.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck to you guys. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And it is time for the no-name movie game. Kitty, what are the rules?
We are going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words of the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or the characters from said movie.
And it's time for the No Name Movie Game 106.5. The end.
Thank you.
It just gets better and better, honestly.
I know.
We are playing with Megan first. Let's find her here. Is this Megan? Megan, are you there?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Megan. Calling from Woodland. You chose Katie.
Oh, smart.
And you heard all the rules. So 45 seconds are on the clock. Are you ready to go, Megan?
Yes.
Are you good at movies?
My husband would say no, but I'm going to say yes.
Okay, let's prove him wrong. Let's prove him wrong.
Here we go. 45 seconds and go.
Okay, another way to say the title of this movie would be Physician Odd. Another word for...
What?
Position is a...
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, this is a musical for which these two gangs fight each other by dancing. Boy, boy, crazy boy.
West Side Story?
Yes!
What? Okay. I don't know.
This is a husband and wife that it turns out they're like supposed to kill each other, but neither of them knew that. And they're like two people that ended up being married in real life.
Oh, I know this movie.
It's
Oh, your husband is right.
You have one.
Well, you have 1 point. What was the first one?
You couldn't get that?
No, physician. What was
Physician Odd?
Physician Odd. Do you?
Kevin knows it.
I already saw it, so it's
Doctor
cheating.
Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah. You could have said the guy.
From don't tell me what I could have said. I could have said what the guy from what?
My gosh.
I don't know what Doctor Strange is. All I know is it's on like some sort of fabric softener commercial.
Let's play with returning champ Max. Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
Now, you've won this game how many times now?
Too many to count.
It's too many to count.
Yeah, all right. Well, you chose Kevin, so we're going to find out.
Or did
out...
Kevin choose him?
Oh, no, yeah. He actually chose me, just so you know.
Okay, right. That's a first.
45 seconds on the clock. Max, and go.
This is the person that recently passed away from England.
Queen Elizabeth.
But like the movie form. Like, what's the movie called? It's her status.
Queen.
Yes.
One.
These are warriors that fight in a coliseum.
Gladiator.
Yes!
Two.
This is a Disney robot that tries to...
Wally.
Yes!
Three.
Wow! Long hair, don't care. Disney movie. Let your hair down.
Yeah, he said it.
Okay, four.
This is a horror / comedy that is like when you get spooked.
What was that one?
A scary movie. I wasn't sure if it's an actual scary movie or comedy.
I think you said the word movie.
All right, Max, you got 4 points on that one. Wow. So that was very impressive.
That was fire.
That was fire. All right. Now, Carrie, we have to beat 4 movies, okay?
Right.
All right. Well, I do not like.
Okay, let's have a little believe in yourself.
Yes.
All right, Carrie from Sacramento, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. 45 seconds on the clock and go. Okay, so this is a movie where he's a vampire. He was a doctor. It's a superhero movie. He was a doctor, and then he became a vampire, but he's good.
Morbius?
Yes!
One.
What?
Wow! This is the number that comes before one.
Zero.
And the opposite of light?
Dark.
And the number after 29.
Zero, dark, 30.
Yes!
Two!
Yes!
Two!
Okay, I'm a little wooden boy!
Oh,
Pinocchio.
Yes. Hey, okay, this is where the planets are. This is a basketball movie.
Solar system.
It's
Space Jam.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Okay. This is a guy with he has things that cut paper for fingers.
Edward Scissorhands.
Ew. Okay. I don't need you guys to be so excited.
Wow.
Carrie, we did it. We beat Max and Kevin. Wow.
That was incredible.
Carrie, you're really good at this game.
Morbius.
It's my husband's fault.
Wow.
Wow. Give him a big old wet kiss.
Very impressive. I wish we had a prize for you, but it's just the pride of knowing that
you beat the champ,
okay?
I know, right?
Wow.
Carrie from Sacramento, you are amazing. Thank you so much.
106.5, The End. It's the wake-up call.
So, Ed Sheeran has released a new song, and the subject matter of this song, it's got people talking. And at the very least, people think that it's funny. Some people love it. I think that it's kind of weird and embarrassing, but maybe there's something about it that I don't know. The song is called Celestial, and I'd like to play a part for you, Katie, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is the new Ed Sheeran song.
You make me feel like my troubled heart is a million miles away. You make me feel like I'm drunk on stars and we're dancing out in space. Okay. Celestial.
It sounds like every
Ed Sheeran song, right?
Ed Sheeran song I've ever heard. Okay.
And the lyrics are... Celestial. You know, it's beautiful. It's probably about a girl, right? Or something like that.
Yeah, right.
I've got some of the lyrics here.
Something somebody can dance to at a wedding, maybe, or get proposed to.
Some of the lyrics are, you see tonight, it could go either way. Hearts balanced on a razor's blade. We are designed to love and break and to rinse and repeat it all again.
Okay. Are you going to tell me he stole this from somebody else?
No, but he is going back to trial, though, to defend himself yet again from stealing a song from somebody. This song, though, is about Pokemon.
Come on.
Kevin is the one who is actually kind of into the song, and you're not a big Ed Sheeran fan.
No, but he's a big
Pokemon fan.
How is this song about Pokemon?
It is for the new release of the new Pokemon games coming out, Scarlet and Violet. And it's amazing.
Games?
Yeah, it's for the Pokemon game that's releasing. So it's about Celestial because it's like a new world, new Pokemon's coming.
What does that
mean?
Are
they from?
They're from a different world.
Like a different planet?
Yeah.
Like outer space?
Kind of. There's like different regions in the Pokemon game.
Okay,
and
can
I ask
a question?
What?
It's going to get mad. Aren't all Pokemon from space?
No, they're different types of Pokemon.
Okay.
Where are they from if they're not
from
space?
Are they
from
Earth?
Different habitats. So they live with us.
Oh, they do.
They do?
Yeah, well, that's there's some that live in the city, some that live in the forest.
Okay, you're so telling it's like country mouse and city mouse?
Hold on a second. You're telling me that there are urban Pokemon?
Yes.
What do they do? Do they live in the sewers?
I mean, they
do. They have jobs?
Have you guys never seen Pokemon?
My son is into Pokemon.
No.
I cannot understand how any adult is into Pokemon.
Can I tell you, I thought Pokemon were pets.
Are they not pets?
More than pets. They're family. What?
And you catch them with a ball.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and they're not your pet.
But then you don't.
They're not your pet. You catch them to own them, but you don't treat them as like pets. You treat them as friends.
What do they do for you?
They do lots of things.
Kevin, you
whatever
are describing.
Whatever you want, they will do for you, but as a friend, not a pet.
So here's the thing. If the Celestial Pokemon, and I'm not laughing because this is embarrassing for an adult.
No,
man.
This is a big Ed Sheeran song.
Right.
We're probably going to play it here.
If the Celestial Pokemon, like, who's going to catch the Celestial Pokemon?
Because when they come visit.
Okay.
That's the whole point of the game. A new world is coming. Okay. We're about to visit a new world with new Pokemon from space.
Wait, we're visiting them or they're visiting us?
I don't know yet. They just released snippets.
So these are all new Pokemon that have never been released yet.
Yes.
Okay. Aren't there like 500,000 different kinds
there
of Pokemon?
Is more than 500,000.
And just to recap, you capture them, then they do things for you.
Oh, no, they become your family?
They become friends and family.
Sounds like you're like a slavery apologist
right now.
No, it does.
Depending on what trainer
bringing
you
bringing them
are.
From a different region.
Right, different.
Keeping them as your own.
Do they get paid?
In Pokemon food.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
So it's shelter.
So at best, you give them food?
Terrible. We don't know what goes on inside a Pokeball, but they live lavish lives.
They have to stay
in
the ball?
They have to stay in the ball?
Yeah, until they're caught upon.
Aren't some of them huge?
Yeah, but the whole thing is when they get in the ball, it's their habitat. It's supposed to make them feel loved in there.
Okay, all right. So let me just, if you're just joining us and think that we all had strokes, it's Ed Sheeran's new song that he released is called Celestial, and apparently it is about Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like every Ed Sheeran song you've ever heard. You probably could get away with dancing to it at prom. Let me read you some of the lyrics, Kevin. You tell me how this relates to Pokemon.
Okay.
I see the light shining through the rain, 1,000 colors in a brighter shade, needed to rise from the lowest place. There's silver linings that surrounds the gray. How does that relate to Pokemon?
It's him finding his first Pokemon. He's feeling sad. Now he sees his Pokemon. And now there is actually something
to live,
to
for.
Live for.
You make me feel like my troubled heart is a million miles away.
See? Okay.
You make me feel like I'm drunk on stars and we're dancing out in space. Celestial. Oh, Celestial.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Majestic.
Yeah. I mean, now I get it.
When does this game come out?
It's releasing in fall. So
in the
soon.
Fall. All right. Just in time for Christmas.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
I have put a spell on you, and now you're gone.
Katie's in here doing the choreography for the Hocus Pocus. Yeah, it's Hocus Pocus Tuesday. And you know what I love about this so much is it seems like in the age of streaming, nothing is event watching anymore.
Right.
This is event watching. There's so many people that are so excited for Hocus Pocus 2 to come out. And so many, I've talked to Wake Up Call listeners that are having Hocus Pocus 2 viewing parties. That's so fun.
Well, don't forget, I play Winifred Sanderson.
That's right.
For parties now.
That's right.
I've been hired to play Winnie at parties. So contact Fairy Godmother Events because you could have myself and my Sarah and my Mary come.
And I do have a review up, a full review for Hocus Pocus 2 up at on my Instagram at Gavin Wake Up Call if you want to see it. I'll give you a quick review. I'm super happy to report that the movie's great.
Oh, good.
I was so nervous because the trailer made it look not that great. It's very funny. It's very like self-aware. There's better casting in it. Like there's very funny supporting, like very famous people that show up in like cameos here and there and stuff. It's a very good movie. Everyone's gonna like it a lot. But I have a list of facts about the original Hocus Pocus that I found that I think people will want to share.
Okay.
At their Hocus Pocus 2 viewing parties tonight. So first of all, did you know that Leonardo DiCaprio was cast as Max?
No, but that makes so much sense.
He was the original Max, and then he got the offer for a movie called What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Okay.
And he's like, you know what? I think I'm going to take that one over Hocus Pocus, which was a smart move because he got an Oscar nomination.
Yeah. It was a meteor role.
Bette Midler was the backup casting for Winifred.
Okay.
It was not written for her. It was written for somebody else, and okay, she took it. The dog in the movie is actually Kathy Najimy's real dog.
What dog?
I think there's a dog that runs around. It's like owned by, what's the girl with the yabos? What's her name? Whatever that actress.
Oh, okay.
I think
yeah,
the family dog, but that's her real dog. There were 15 different cats that played Binks.
Oh my God.
Some of them were animatronics, and the animatronic was the same one used in Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
That tracks.
Sarah Sanderson's costume was inspired by Sleeping Beauty's dress.
Okay, that makes sense.
And Mary's was supposed to look like a witchy baker. And I believe that was true. And Bette Midler's hairstyle was supposed to look like Stonehenge. That was the
How
inspiration
funny.
For that. Sarah Jessica Parker used to stay in her flying harness the whole day, and she would read in between takes because she was so athletic. It didn't bother her to come. She's like, yeah, you don't have to take me down. You just leave me up there.
What?
Crazy. And most of the lines from Bette Midler were improvised. And she carried around this like old timey dictionary that had old timey swear words in it. Like in it, you can hear her call people a trolley mog.
Yeah.
They're all real words that she would like find in this dictionary.
And that wasn't in the script.
No, she would just make stuff up.
She's such a queen.
And a lot of people know this, but the fountain at the end of the movie is the fountain from the beginning of Friends. Where they're in
sure.
A lot of people know that one.
I didn't know that.
But we also found out.
This is some very interesting trivia.
Our precious Kevin has never seen the original Hocus Pocus.
Never, ever.
Why is that?
Why?
One, it was too scary for me to watch because, like, some of the scenes are very ominous and her laugh is just cackling.
Okay, I can understand that when you were itty-bitty baby Kevin. You're almost 30.
Okay, it's too old to watch now. Might as well just watch the sequel.
I'm telling you, this movie stands up.
It does. There are so many people that think, like, well, the first movie's not good. It's just nostalgic, and
Who
that's why we
that?
Like that. I've had arguments with a lot of people because that's That's not true.
That is not true.
The proof in the pudding for that is our kids love Hocus Pocus.
Love it.
And they have no nostalgia for it. It is just a fun Halloween movie to watch. Now, when it came out originally in theaters, it did come out in July. That was a bad move. But it's a fun Halloween movie, Kevin. You should watch
it.
There's a couple songs in it.
There's a couple songs.
Oh, that makes
but it
better.
Is, but they are, I mean, they do, I guess they do move the plot forward.
The songs do?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. And the second
they are
one.
Designed to hypnotize so that they can
That's true.
Kill kids. And that
oh
is.
Oh my God. What?
Yeah, they suck their souls out to make them young.
And this is a kids movie?
Yeah. It is. And there's this black flame candle. And the only way that the witches can come back, because they are hung at the very beginning of the movie, virgin has to light it. And one of the complicated things about having your kids watch Hocus Pocus is they couldn't say the word virgin more in this movie. And it does prompt your children to eventually go, what is a virgin?
Yeah, it was a different time.
It was a different time.
The 90s were a different time. I don't want to give anything away, but there's a very funny moment in Hocus Pocus 2 dealing with the virgin stuff.
Oh, great.
Where it comes back up.
Oh, great.
But they deal with it, though, in a way that's like very self-aware. It's hysterical.
I love that. Kevin's like,
I'm so excited.
Why don't you binge the first and second one tonight?
Aren't they like an hour long?
They're an hour and a half.
I don't have that time.
You absolutely have that kind of time. You have nothing but time.
For Hocus Pocus, no. But for other things, yes.
I think you're scared.
I'm not scared. I'll just wait till I watch it with my family.
You know what?
With your family. You were that. The chance to watch it was with your family was 25 years ago.
I didn't have that childhood.
Okay, no. Clearly.
You could have it now.
Text in to 73389 and invite Kevin to your Hocus Pocus 2 viewing party. Maybe he'll even show up.
It's the wake up call.
Great little secret time on the wake up call, and we are talking to Wes. This is not his real name, and this is not his real voice. Good morning, Wes. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm fine. What is your dirty little secret?
I lead women on without ever having any intention of being serious with them.
Okay.
Is that an interest to get them, like, because you want them to sleep with you?
I do find it easy to get them to sleep with me.
Okay.
And I'm not really, I guess I'm leading them on. I love the way it feels when they fall for me. They get emotionally attached to me. So I'll ask them questions about themselves. I'll figure out what they like, what they don't like. I'll make them feel like the most important thing in the world. I'll make plans with them for the future, tell them things like, I've never felt this way before. And I know it's so f***ed up, and I know that it's wrong, but it's just something that I do.
Hold on a second. Okay, so let me interrupt for a second. It's not about having a relationship that leads to something meaningful. For you, it is just about the thrill of getting somebody to fall for you. And then what do you do like once they fall for you?
Mission accomplished, I guess.
You dump them?
Well, I move on, I would say.
So you dump them? You break their hearts?
In a way, but they were never really with the guy that they thought they were with.
Okay, but they don't know that.
It's true.
That is, I mean,
you
somebody...
You love to be loved, but you don't want to, like, give anybody love back, I guess.
Is this some... But that sounds like you're giving him... This is judgment-free zone. So, Wes, I mean, you feel free to jump in here, but I feel like saying, like, that part of it gives him this excuse off-ramp to explain why he does it. Like, it sounds like you are doing this almost like a predator, almost. Like, in a way that, like, this is what you seek out. You go into it knowing exactly what you want. Because he's not, he even knows from the jump that you are going to not be you as a real person. You're going to just almost like Bill Murray and
like
Groundhog Day.
Chameleon yourself.
Yeah, be exactly whatever the hell they want. She likes country music, you like country music. That kind of a thing.
Yeah, that's it. I morph into whatever they want. But I need to be clear on something here. I don't have any enjoyment out of them being hurt. I don't want to hurt anybody. It's just that's what happens.
So part of it isn't like the thrill of knowing you're breaking someone's heart. It's just the thrill of knowing that you can make someone fall so hard for you.
Yeah, it's not a sadistic thing. It's just I enjoy providing a woman with everything that she could possibly want and seeing her be fulfilled in that way.
Well, nothing you're doing is for the other person. So you might be romanticizing it a bit.
I mean, Wes, how do you respond to some of these text messages? We're getting them to 73389, fully calling you a psychopath.
Who called me a psychopath?
I don't know. Somebody who texted into 73389. They didn't give their name.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounds awful from the outside, but if,
but it feels so
were...
good on the inside.
It feels so right.
Yeah. I think a lot of people do this, what I'm saying. I think a lot of people do a version of this. They just won't admit it.
Well, I think there is some chameleoning that people do, especially at the beginning of a relationship, but that is because they want the person to stay with them. You don't have any intention of the person staying with you, or at least you don't have any intention of staying with that person.
Well, I think that a lot of people do that with sex as well. I just so happen to do it with emotions and
that's true.
With feelings.
I mean, that's true. When's the last time you did this to somebody?
Gosh, a few days ago, I think I ended it.
And how long did you date that girl?
She was a little tougher than the rest, so I'd say about 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Did she cry when you broke up with her?
She did. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did.
But you are not in this because you like the emotional hurt. It's more you than what they do, right?
No enjoyment out of that. And I know I sound cold and like almost calculated right now talking to you guys.
Psychopath.
Well, it's calculated. I would say it's definitely calculated.
It's just that I'm admitting it to you. I'm getting it off my chest.
Understood.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the dirty little secret. Not his real name. We were calling him Wes. Ladies, just be aware. Wes is out there. And he doesn't sound like this, but listen, nonetheless, it's a judgment-free zone for the most part, and we thank you for your confession.
Sure. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
And it's Hocus Pocus Tuesday. Does that mean that she feels lucky or not? We're going to find out on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Yeah. And we are playing with Scott. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fair Oaks this morning.
From Fair Oaks.
Scott, I'm loving this Friday energy.
Yeah, me too.
Aw. Aw. Friday is maybe.
Yep, okay. Katie's going to leave the studio, and I'm going to ask you 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how you do. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm happy to be on.
All right. Question 1. Hurricane Ian has devastated western Florida and flooded most of central Florida, but now it's going to flood South Carolina. It was almost a Category 5, then became a tropical storm, and now it is a hurricane again. How many states does South Carolina touch?
Let's see. South Carolina touches 4 states.
All righty, question two. Trevor Noah has announced that he is retiring from being the host of The Daily Show. He took over the hosting position in 2015, and he plans on returning to stand-up full-time. Who had the hosting job before he did?
Whoa, man. Oh, that's a good one. I don't know. Conan O'Brien.
Question three. There was a terrifying moment last night on Thursday Night Football as the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins was sacked and suffered a brain injury so badly his hands were contorted. It is disturbing to watch. It was apparently his second concussion in 4 days, and he is still in the hospital. They were playing the Cincinnati Bengals. Spell Cincinnati.
C-I-N-I-N-N-A-T-I.
All righty. Question four. Margot Robbie was in a movie with Taylor Swift called Amsterdam. She said in an interview that Taylor was very generous with gifts on the set, and it made her uncomfortable because all of her personal friends tried to take them all. What country is Amsterdam in?
Netherlands.
And question five, Ed Sheeran is going to trial yet again to say he didn't steal a song. This time it's the estate of Marvin Gaye who claims Ed's Thinking Out Loud ripped off Marvin's Let's Get It On. If Thinking Out Loud made Ed $60 million and he has to give Marvin Gaye's estate 30%, how much is that?
$60 million, 30% of that? Let's see. 1.8 million.
All righty. Go get her. There she is. We're live on Instagram, by the way. Scott, I'm going to put you on hold. You'll still be able to hear everything that's going on. Our Instagram is end1065. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. We're playing for... How much money are we playing for? $100. There we go.
Okay.
Question one. Hurricane Ian has devastated Western Florida, flooded Central Florida, and now it's going to flood South Carolina as well in the Outer Banks. It was a Category 5, then it became a tropical storm, and now it's a hurricane again. How many states does South Carolina touch?
Five. No.
Two. It only touches two.
Don't act like that was such a stupid answer. You don't know where South Carolina is. It's where?
It's below North Carolina.
Okay. That's one of them. The other one's Georgia. Okay, here we go. Question two. Stop fighting. Question two. Trevor Noah has announced that he is retiring from being the host of The Daily Show. He took over the hosting position in 2015, and he plans to return to stand-up full-time. Who hosted the show before him?
Jon Stewart.
That is correct. Question three, there was a terrifying moment last night on Thursday Night Football as the quarterback, the Miami Dolphins, was sacked, suffered a brain injury so badly his hands were contorted. I thought about like setting up a bounce back
so people can see it.
It's too disturbing to watch. This is apparently his second concussion in 4 days, and he is still in the hospital.
What?
They were playing the Cincinnati Bengals. Spell Cincinnati.
Oh, my God. Okay. Cincinnati. C-I-N-C-I-N-N-A-T-A-T-I.
3 seconds. Wow. Took us a while, but we got there. Question four, Margot Robbie's in a movie with Taylor Swift called Amsterdam. I saw it last night. It is not good. She said in an interview that Taylor was very generous with gifts on the set, and it made her uncomfortable because all of her personal friends would just try to take them when she got home. What country is Amsterdam in?
Dutch. No, stop. Stop. Holland.
I will accept that. Ooh. It is technically the Netherlands, but Holland is a common name for it.
Dutch is not the name.
Dutch is what they're called.
Yes.
Question five. Ed Sheeran is going to trial yet again to prove he didn't steal a song. And this time it's over Thinking Out Loud again, because a lot of people say Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On is the same song. So we'll see if he wins this one. If Thinking Out Loud made Ed $60 million.
Okay, did it?
And he has to give Marvin Gaye's estate 30% of that.
Oh, Gavin.
How much is that?
That
You're not writing anything.
No, I'm not.
So you just want to...
No.
It's coming to you.
It is coming to me.
I love this.
It is
yep.
$9 million.
No, it is not. It is
Are you sure?
$18 million. He said 1.8. I think that would have been true for $6 million. Correct, Kevin? Yes. All right, Scott. So here we go. Final score. Scott... 1, oh. Katie, 3!
Gavin, these were hard today.
Were they?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
How many states touch South Carolina?
It's tricky. It's a tricky one. I pulled up the map and I was like, well, how about that? I would have thought it was 3. That?
Even you didn't know.
I didn't know. I didn't know the answer to that one. Scott, what is it that you want to tell us?
Everybody knows it, but I am not smarter than Katie.
No, not today, my Friday friend.
Not today, but that's all right. We're going to add $20 to the jackpot on Monday. And coming up, I have some data that will make some in Sacramento feel very proud and others feel very embarrassed. What could it be? Well, I'll tell you this. It makes Kevin's aunt feel very proud. That story coming up right after Harry Styles on the Wake Up Call. Good morning, Sacramento.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Everybody rise. What if we did this every morning? The reason we're playing the national anthem is because we want to give a round of applause to Kevin's aunt from Vietnam. She, you know what, Kevin? I'm not going to steal your sunshine.
Steal his thunder.
What did she do?
She is now a U.S. citizen.
Amazing. And she had to actually take a test, like a civics test, to prove how well she knows America.
Now, did your parents have to do the same thing?
I think so.
Okay. So pretty much, I mean, like most of your family has had to do this, except for you and your brother.
Nope, except for me.
Your brother, that's right. Well, he was a baby when he came here, so I don't know that they did that.
I'm sure they gave it to him,
too. Okay.
But you know what's crazy about this, though, is that there's lots of people in Sacramento. I would say that we are a city of immigrants.
Absolutely.
A lot of immigrants in Sacramento, which I think is one of the reasons why Sacramento is such an amazing city. And there's data that has come out that proves that immigrants, like your aunt, know American civics. They know things about how America works and American history more than naturally born Americans.
I believe it.
Yeah, that's not shocking to me.
It's not shocking, but it's pretty embarrassing.
Well, here's the thing, though. If you have to learn something as an adult, I am so much more able to retain information now and like apply it to things in the world than I was when I learned it in school. Like now that I am somebody that votes.
Right. You like, care more.
Well, it's not just that. It's just like government makes more sense to me because I am physically, I involve myself.
But I mean, new data, 47% of this country, known as the United States of America, can't name any branches of the U.S. government.
Any of them?
That is almost half of this country can't name even one branch of the government.
Okay, judicial, legislative. Presidential?
Presidential.
Executive.
Executive.
Same thing. Potato.
I actually have, though, the written civics test that Kevin's aunt just passed to become an American citizen. And let's just run over some of these. Play along in your car, too, okay? What is considered the supreme law of the land? When I say the answer, you'll know it. But
life, liberty, and justice for all.
Technically, Kevin, what do you think?
Life, liberty, and freedom.
It just says the Constitution. What is one right or freedom in the First Amendment? Just one.
Freedom of speech.
There's one.
Right to bear arms?
No, that's the second one.
Freedom to, like, veto the president or what?
A lot of people think the First Amendment is just about speech. It's about also religion.
Freedom of press.
Yes, that's another one. Good job.
Thanks.
Assembly. You can like assemble, like, you know, protest, I guess.
Yeah.
And you can petition the government.
That's, okay.
Which
that's what you were saying.
That's what I was saying.
With the creation of petition.com, what did the founding fathers not see how easy that was going to get? Back when they wrote that, they had, you had to get on a horse. You had to run the risk of getting...
They're like, put it in there. Nobody's going to take the time.
Yeah. You could have wild animal or diphtheria get you.
Honestly, they'll die before they get there.
What are some of the other ones here? Name what are two rights in the Declaration of Independence? You guys already did this, but see.
Okay.
Right to bear arms is one.
No,
you keep going.
Why is that not it?
Oh God!
You already said it.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
The freedom of
no life,
liberty, and justice for all,
and the pursuit of happiness.
Oh. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Oh, well.
Name one branch. This is, by the way, this is the American Civics Test, the official one. And we're talking about this because Kevin's aunt just passed this test. She became a citizen. Name one branch or part of the government. Now, we already did legislative. We said executive and judicial. But, oh, that's funny, because you guys, what did you guys say? President, right?
Presidential. Yeah.
That is technically considered a right answer.
Okay, bye.
Look at you guys.
We're
such citizens.
Who makes federal laws?
That is the legislative branch.
Yes.
It is, yes. Do you know what makes up the legislative branch?
The senators and the Congress people.
That's right. Senate and Congress. Wow.
Thank goodness I have you. Listen next to me.
And we already said how many U.S. senators are there total?
Two in each state. So 100.
That is correct. That's 100. That's right. So listen.
Thanks.
No. 100. Like very true. I'm trying to be.
Oh, 100.
Yes, there it is.
Okay.
So listen, congratulations, Kevin. We're very proud of your aunt. One more time. Round of applause for becoming a U.S. citizen.
That's such a big life step.
Yeah, it's amazing.
What an accomplishment.
And for anybody else that has done it too, congratulations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.